random thought of the day. The two people who would create the perfect offspring, Chris Hemsworth and Carrie Underwood. Could you imagine how that child would end up? It would have the arms of a god, the legs of a goddess, and the voice of an angel. Yeah. And it would have long, flowing blonde hair. And the best part about that is you don't know who it would have gotten it from. If you got it from its mother or father, because they both have long, beautiful, flowing blonde hair. And then Chris has the arms of a god, Carrie has the legs of a goddess, she has the voice of an angel, Chris has the voice, you know, I don't know if he can sing, but his accent is beautiful. So just think of this thing. It would literally be a god and or goddess walking on Earth. Everyone would be lined up. No one would be, like, no one would be worthy of dating it. Could you imagine? And then could you imagine if that thing had kids, offspring? We would be looking at gods and goddesses on Earth. They would be taking over the ancient Greek mythology, but it would be real, real life here in goddamn America. Jesus Lord. Just think about it. If Thor and Carrie Underwood had a baby, or just think if they had multiple babies. Just imagine 3 or 4 Carrie Hemsworths running around. Oh, jeez. What a thought. What a thought. The perfect offspring right there. Unbelievable. Every time I turn on the radio, Ariana Grande keeps telling me how bored she is and that I can hit it because she's mine. I'll hit you with something, Ariana. A pot right across the head. I'm not attracted to you. Stop hitting on me. If your last name was Johnson and your parents decided to be assholes and name you Richard, and, you know, all your classmates are making fun of you, "Hey, Dick Johnson, hey, Dick Johnson's over here," would you crawl into a shell, or would you fully embrace it and run with it and insert big in front of there? Big Dick Johnson. "What's up, guys? I'm Big Dick Johnson." Big Dick Johnson? Is Big Dick Johnson present today? "I'm here, sir." When I think of someone named Big Dick Johnson, I think of someone like The Rock. Someone who's big, jacked up, bald, beautiful, and can squish you in the palm of his hand. That's Big Dick Johnson. Am I the only person who thinks it's funny how umpires always have to make, you know, weird noises when they call a strike? It's like if you're an umpire, you have to have like a signature strike call, like "ha" or "hee." You know, it's not just "strike." It's like you have to make this noise and like make it your signature noise. Last night I heard one. He goes, you know, the pitch goes over the plate and he goes, "whoo." It's like, what the hell is that? It sounded like the catcher like ripped a fart, and like right as the ball crossed the plate, it hit the umpire right in the face, and he's like, "whoo." Oh, man. signature umpire call. You want me to ruin a song for you guys? You know the song Hey Look Ma, I Made It by Panic at the Disco? The next time it comes on, listen to it this way. Hey look Ma, I'm naked. Boom. Song officially ruined. You're welcome. I'm in the locker room at the gym, getting my gym bag and everything, getting ready to leave. No one else in this locker room but me. This old guy comes walking up and to get his stuff, and he's within arm distance of me easily. I could reach out and touch him. And I'm like, alright, whatever, you know, his stuff is in the locker by me. And out of nowhere, in the blink of an eye, this guy's pants are around his ankles, his tighty whities are around his ankles, he's bending down with his balls hanging down and his hairy ass out in front of my face. And I'm like, what the hell, man? Like, you gotta do that right in front of me when no one else is in the locker room? And then a little bit later, I was like, you know what? You do you, man. If you're that confident, if you just don't give a shit, because obviously he didn't give a shit, then who am I to care? You're in the locker room. And it made me think even more, whenever I'm in the locker room at the gym, the only people who I see walking around naked with their balls hanging out and their hairy asses jiggling around are the old guys. So I guess you just, at some point, get to an age where you just don't give a shit. And obviously he didn't, and you know what? You do you, man. You do you. I just want to make it clear, I would never hit you over the side of the head with a pot, Ariana. And you are, in fact, a very good-looking woman.